When and where were you born?
I was born in Fronton, Texas, in March 18, 1929.
Okay. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I have 4 brothers and 1 sister.
Were you in school during World War II?
Yes, sir.
What grade were you in?
I was in the 8th grade.
How old were you?
I was about 13 years old.
Okay. Where were you when President Roosevelt announced Japan's invasion at Pearl Harbor?
I was at school. I was at school, and I remember we were very surprised and we were very afraid because we knew that the president would declare war with our brothers or our relatives were going to go to war. My older brother, is it?
Okay. Did any of your friends or relatives went to war?
My older brother went to Germany, and he was in combat, and he came back well, but with a lot of problems because of what he had seen over there. There were a lot of boys from our town that went also to war, but all of them came back well. Going back to Pearl Harbor, I remember we were in school and we were all afraid because we knew that our relatives and friends were going to go to war and were going to fight, and so we didn't want our families to go to war or fight. We were all afraid, and because we knew that this was going to be a change for the United States and for all of us, because we knew that we were going to miss a lot of those relatives and friends that went to war, and that there was going to be a lot of killing and you know, people that would come with frozen feet from over there because it was too cold over there, and the people from our ranch didn't even know how, you know, that it's over there, it's very hot, and in the war it's very cold over in Germany.
Did any of your friends got killed in the war?
No, thanks to God, nobody got killed. They all came back sick, you know, because they had physical problems, like their feet were frozen, or they were very disturbed because of the war, because they had seen all these friends of theirs killed. And so they were very, very, very disturbed.
Did your brother have emotional problems?
Yes, he did. When he came back, he didn't even want to remember the war. When we would see movies that on television, he would say, "I don't want to see that because I passed through all of that. I would see my friends, you know, dying," and, you know, so he was emotionally disturbed.
When your brother came back, was there a change in your family? Changes?
Well, yes, because see, my brother was very moody and he would always be cussing and fussing, you know, because of the things he had seen over there, and he didn't want to remember anything. He didn't even want, you know, to talk to all of us. He would stay by himself.
Was he injured during the war?
No, he was not injured. Just emotionally, not physically.
How did the war affect the economy of South Texas?
Well, there were a lot of the products were rationed. You know, there wasn't enough food to go around, and then the gasoline was we had to buy with stamps. It had to be because it was rationed. You know, it We didn't have enough gasoline to go around. And a lot of the work, you know, that was done by the boys that went to the war was had to be done by the ladies or us girls. You know, like the cotton had to be picked, so we had to pick cotton. And then, like during the winter months, you know, we had to chop wood to bring it inside the house. That was the work of the boys, so we had to do it. We had to do a lot of the work that the boys used to do, you know, like go to bring the water from the river. You know, I used to live in a ranch, so we used to go to the river and bring the water and take it in, you know, the water to drink and all of that.
Did the grocery prices rise or lower during the war?
Well, there wasn't enough groceries, so they had to be rationed. So they were not, I don't recall being that expensive, you know, like today. You know, they're very, very expensive, but we didn't have enough, like sugar and all of that stuff. We didn't have enough of that. the clothes was, well, there wasn't enough clothes either, you know, and so because the factories and the lot of places were making clothes for the soldiers, so we didn't have enough clothes. They were not doing enough clothes for the us girls or ladies or whatever.
Okay. Were there any safety drills in case of a foreign invasion?
I don't remember. I mean, there were just drills at school, you know, like we have today fire drills, you know, but I don't remember any of that.
Okay. How did the media cover the war?
Well, I guess they did fine because, I mean, they would, you know, say who... Well, over there where I lived, we didn't have a television. We just had the radio. We would hear the news on radio. So we would hear everything on the radio. They did cover everything real good on radio, where I come from. We didn't even have a newspaper over there, I don't recall.
Okay. Did your duties as a person change during the war?
Well, like I was telling you, you know, during the war, we had to do a lot of work. We would go up north to pick cotton because the cotton fields had to be picked because there were no machineries or anything at that time. So we would go as a family and pick cotton, you know, because it was almost girls and, you know, and ladies that did all of that because that was the work that the men used to do. But now that they were in war, they couldn't do that work. So we had to do it.
For example?
Well, like I was telling you, we had to go up north and pick all that cotton, and then we would go, we would do all the work at the house too, you know, like hoe the fields and all of that, and pick the tomatoes and the green peppers and the carrots and all of that. We had to do it.
How did you survive?
Well, we ate whatever we had. I mean, we like, for example, you know, the things were not available, we would substitute for something else, you know, like rice and beans and tortillas and all of that. And like I was telling you, we would work for our, you know, our meals and everything.
Your family came from a farming background, right?
Yes.
So they had to farm for their food?
Well, we would work outside. The farm was my father used to lease it. You know, they would lease it. So we would go, like I was telling you, up north and work, or we would work there and pick the cotton and then the vegetables and, you know, whatever.
What was the what was the war's impact on South Texas, on the population of South Texas?
The population, did it grow? Or did it...
Were there any social problems?
Not really, not that, not that many, you know, like, you mean crimes and all of that? No, I don't remember there being a lot of crimes or any of that stuff. The people were very different from today.
Did the population unite during the war? Or it's...
Yes, it did. It united during the war because he would pray for the soldiers to come back and, you know, and go to church and they would say this, you know, they would talk to each other and say, you know, this man was killed over there, or this boy was killed over there, and, you know, and they would just talk to each other more than what they did before.
And how did the people of South Texas react when a family member or a friend was killed in combat?
Well, they were very, very, what would I tell you? It would hurt them a lot, see? Because, but where I come from, nobody was hurt. Nobody died. Everybody that went came back. So, in other parts, I don't know, you know. Okay.
Did people in your community cheer for U.S. victory after the war?
Yes, they were very, very happy because all the soldiers were going to come back. And since from our place, you know, we didn't have anybody that was dead, we just were very, 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 very happy, you know, that they were coming back, and we would, so that would, you know, there was a lot of sad people around the world, not in the ranch. We didn't have any parades or anything because it's a little place. Now it's big, but it used to be a very, very little place, you know. So we didn't have any parades or anything, you know, just in the valley or those places.
Okay. Did your brother bring any souvenirs after the war?
Well, my brother used to say that you would see all the stores, you know, and all these places, you know, where they had a lot of different things like wrist watches and accordions and in Germany and guns and everything, you know, and they would just, you know, there was a lot of people that would just take them, you know, they would just bring them over. And my brother got an accordion and he sent me a wrist watch. And so he said that those places were, you know, open to the public.
They allowed to bring anything they could find. They allowed.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am, for your interview. I appreciate this, your information. My name is Jaime Garza. Your name is?
Yolanda Belmontes.
And today's date is November 24th, 1998. The place where I interviewed you is?
225 West Nettie, Kingsville, Texas.
And the subject was life during World War II. Thank you very much, ma'am. Bye.
Bye.
How are social conditions?
Like entertainment?
Social conditions. Mm-hmm. Was there any violence?
No, like I was telling you. I mean, no, there was not a lot of violence like today, you know, because see, most of the boys that were older, you know, like they were 18 or older, they would they would go to war, and then the other ones were younger, so there wasn't that much violence or any of that. Now, when they came back, they came up back all disturbed, you know, some of them, so that was different.
What did you do for entertainment?
What did we do at that time?
Yes,
for entertainment. Well, we used to go to the movies, you know, or sometimes we used to have parties at home, you know, or something like that. But we didn't have a lot of entertainment because there was no musicians to play, you know, so we could make dances or anything. You know, we just, if there were older men to play, you know, the different instruments, then we'd have a dance. But we didn't have boys to dance with.
When you went to the street or to a party, did you see a big change, that there was less men than before the war?
Yeah, there were less men than before because most of the men had left the war.
You could visually see that there was less men.
Yes. Like if we would go to a dance, there was not enough men to dance with. And like I was telling you, you know, like to drive the cars or all of that, you know, the parents had to do it because see, there was not a lot of boys, you know, that would drive the cars or take us anywhere.
Did you anything to help the war?
Well, I was too young to work at the different, you know, places where they were making, you know, things for the war. There was a lot of people that worked in the big cities, but not in the ranch because, like I was telling you, I was about 13, you know, I was very young. I was still in school. So I didn't work then. No.
In your life, were there any big changes during the war?
Well, not that I recall. I was too naive. I was too young to think about changes or anything, you know. Because, yes, I knew that my brother had gone to war, and then that the other boys had gone to war too. But I was still too young to think about the future and think about the results that this war was going to bring on the economy and on the town and the places, you know, where I lived and the work, and that it was going to do make any changes for me at school, you know. I would just study and go home, you know, and work and, you know, in the fields and like I was telling you, you know, but I didn't have anything to think about the future. Any plans? How did the people survive?
Did people during the war get any welfare from the government?
Yes, but some of the big shots that were that had the, you know, that would receive the welfare, they would not give the people enough. You know, they would just stay with it, and then they would send it to Mexico and sell it over there. And that's how some of those people became very rich. See, like the apples and prunes and raisins and all of that that was given to the poor people. They would give them just a little bit so that they could stay with the rest. The people that were distributing the merchandise.
Okay. In your experience, did all men over 18 went to war?
Well, my brother could have not gone to war, but because we used to live in a ranch, and if you had somebody that was the oldest one, like my brother was, and you had to work at the ranch and take care of the family, you know, help the family, the government would give you some sort of a paper, you know, that you had to stay in the ranch and you didn't have to work in the ranch and you didn't have to go to war. But you couldn't even go to town, you couldn't even go anywhere. So my brother said, no, I'm not going to stay here. So he decided to go to war, better than staying at the ranch. And so when he went, you know, when he came back, he was so sorry because of the problems that he brought back.
Okay.